Radio Prague News.
The Junior Coalition Party Public Affairs has split as MPs quit en masse following the departure of Deputy Chairwoman Carolina Peak. Prime Minister Petr Nečas says the government has until Monday to secure a comfortable majority or call early elections. And the Vietnamese community in the Czech Republic is seeking state recognition as a national minority. Public Affairs members of Parliament are quitting the party en masse following the departure of Deputy Chairwoman Carolina Peak. Peak announced Tuesday evening that she had withdrawn her membership from Public Affairs, saying she disliked the destructive style with which the party presents itself. Within hours, six other Public Affairs members said they would join her in a new platform to support the government. Transport Minister Pavel Dobeš and Regional Development Minister Kamil Jankovský, as well as MPs Paggio, Navratilova, Andrisova, Vacek, Sucha and Rusnok. With four other MPs having left the party within the context of Vít Bárta's corruption scandal and former Education Minister Josef Dobeš having quit last week, Public Affairs has now lost more than half of its original parliamentarians, creating an uncertain situation for the governing coalition. Prime Minister Petr Nečas says the government has until Monday to secure a comfortable majority or call early elections. As of Wednesday morning, the coalition could rely on the thinnest of majorities from the renegade MPs. The Prime Minister declined to specify what number constituted a, quote, comfortable majority, but made it clear that one or two votes in the 200-seat lower chamber was not enough. He also said that the cabinet would refuse to work with the remainder of Public Affairs if Vít Bárta, who was convicted of bribery last week, remained in their parliamentarians' club. While allowing that anyone who agreed with the government's policies could be in the coalition, Mr. Nečas also emphasized that not a single line in the Constitution's policy statement would be changed. Public Affairs Chairman Radek Jón said he was shocked by the development and asserted that the renegade MPs around Carolina Peak were focused on personal gain. Speaking from Warsaw, where he was on a business trip, Jón compared the situation to a 1998 split in the Civic Democratic Party and accused the departing members of taking advantage of his absence to create a party of opportunists. Jón and Peak publicly split 2 weeks ago over the party leadership's instigation of a government crisis. The Vietnamese community in the Czech Republic is seeking state recognition as a national minority. The associations which applied for the status are asking for a representative on the government's Council for National Minorities. By law, national minorities comprise large groups of Czech citizens who reside within the Czech Republic and differ from others through their ethnicity, language, culture, and traditions. The Vietnamese community is demographically the third largest minority in the Czech Republic, with a population of over 17,000. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly sunny with highs of around 13 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio. And my name is Sarah Barufka. Coming up in today's program, influential politician Carolina Peak has announced she is leaving the Junior Coalition Party. Domestic vintners are outraged at a planned introduction of a new wine tax. And in a fresh edition of Marketplace, we explore Prague's real estate market. All that and more coming up, so do stay with us. Influential politician Carolina Peak dropped a political bombshell late Tuesday when she announced that she was leaving the smallest party in government to found a new faction. The move has cast doubt on whether the center-right coalition still has the majority in the lower house needed for it to govern. Jan Wellinger has the details.
The government crisis is not likely to go away anytime soon. If anything, it intensified twofold on Tuesday when Deputy Prime Minister and MP Carolina Peak announced shortly after 5 p.m. she was calling it quits with Public Affairs. Speaking in front of TV cameras, Mrs. Peak said she could no longer abide by the smallest government party's politics of destruction.
V minulosti jsem naznačovala a nebyla jsem sama.
In the past, I indicated, and I wasn't alone, that I was unhappy with many steps that were being taken in the party and the manner in which we were presenting ourselves. I came to the conclusion I couldn't continue.
That doesn't mean Peak will retreat on the political front, just the opposite. She announced on Tuesday that she was founding a new political faction. MPs ready to splinter from public affairs to stay on in the government and back its reforms. Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who expressed surprise over Tuesday's developments but must have known what was afoot, suggested a clear willingness to continue the government with support from the Peak faction. Not with the remainder of public affairs tainted by the recent sentencing for bribery of its de facto leader Vít Bárta, and not with its current chairman Radek Jón. Mr. Nečas has given Peak until the beginning of next week to come forward with a list of names forming what he called a stable majority in the Chamber of Deputies. The suggestion is that the bare minima of 101 or 102 votes wouldn't be enough.
I consider it unacceptable that my government would continue in cooperation with a deputies club in which one of its members was sentenced for corruption, even if the ruling is in appeal. I also will not accept cooperation with the deputies club, even if that person was no longer a member, but could be running things from the sidelines. The government needs a stable majority, and if I don't get a clear answer by Monday that the government has it, I will consider it proper to call early elections in June of this year.
So far, Mrs. Peak has declined to say exactly how many public affairs MPs she has in her corner, but a number of them wasted no time stating their allegiance, including Viktor Paggio and Dagmar Navratilova. Media reports have now broadened the list by the names of Margin Vacek, Lenka Andrisova and Jiří Rusnok to a total of six. Together with the Civic Democrats 52 and Topo 9's 41, that puts the current total at 99, too short of a majority needed to govern and short by maybe three or four by the Prime Minister's definition of stable. According to the internet news site Novinky, six have already declared they will remain in public affairs, including Radek Jón, furious in his reaction over Tuesday's developments, while an additional six have not yet made their allegiances known. If they don't break for the new Peak faction, as the Prime Minister suggested, the country will face early elections, which the opposition says has been the only honorable solution since the scandals with public affairs began. Lubomír Zaorálek is a Social Democrat MP and is the deputy leader of the lower house.
I'm convinced there's only one solution, extraordinary election, because this attempt to create something like platform which will be part of government is something illegitimate, unimaginable for regular government. I don't understand what is the content, political content of this platform, and I can imagine only one solution.
Deputy Leader of the Lower House Lubomír Zaorálek was speaking there to Jan Wellinger about the latest developments in the Czech government. Thanks for that, Jan. And of course, we'll keep you posted on what else will happen with that. And now for a completely different topic. In its ongoing effort to find ways of lowering the state budget deficit, the Czech government has announced that it is planning now to introduce a new tax on wine. The country's winemakers are enraged and believe that this step will lower the competitiveness of domestic vintners while giving foreign producers an edge on the Czech market. I spoke to some experts about this topic. 10 Czech crowns per liter, that is the new tax that lawmakers are planning to introduce on all non-sparkly domestic wines. Czech vintners are livid. Such a tax would put the country's producers at a great disadvantage to foreign winemakers and most likely make it hard for them to compete, they say. Martin Puček is the director of the Czech Winemakers Association. He is strictly opposed to the planned tax.
We as winemakers, and I will say this very clearly, we are absolutely and firmly against this nonsensical suggestion and feel that it is an attack on one of the last remaining areas of our country's agriculture and one that would destroy it. introducing a tax of 10 crowns per litre for wine if you consider that all other wine-producing EU countries do not have a tax on wine at all, is an inconceivable step that would prevent our country from being able to compete with wines from abroad.
While the country is much better known for its breweries than for its wineries, some 20,000 Czechs work in this branch of agriculture. Many winemakers fear that the tax will not only hurt the competitiveness of domestic vintners, but also lead to many people losing their jobs, especially in Moravia, the country's chief wine region. Martin Pucek says he has found the negotiations with government officials on the issue frustrating.
We have been negotiating and talking to officials at all levels of legislature. Sadly, in the Czech Republic, our representatives say one thing and do another. We had been given the impression that the tax would not be introduced after a series of meetings, yet now it has officially been suggested, and we do not agree with this and will fight until the very last moment.
Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has said that this planned step will actually protect small wineries. Those would be exempt from the tax, while both imported wine and domestic wine from bigger vineyards would be taxed. This could bring some 1.3 billion Czech crowns to state coffers. Martin Pucek was talking there about a planned introduction of a new wine tax, and that seems like an interesting story to watch. Now, after years of growth, the real estate market in the Czech capital has seen a slow but steady decline, with decreasing prices and many more new listings having turned Prague property into a buyer's market. One factor behind the change is waning interest from foreigners to invest into real estate in the Czech capital. However, some parts of Prague have become more attractive for Czechs and foreigners alike, while others remain popular primarily with foreign clients. In this edition of Marketplace, Jan Richter finds out about the latest developments.
According to last year's population census, 10% of Prague's population is made up of foreigners. The majority of them are short-term laborers from Ukraine and Slovakia who are unlikely to buy real estate. But members of other expat communities, Russian, Vietnamese or from other EU countries and the US, were until recently important players on the Prague real estate market. Charles Recknagel is an American citizen who has lived in Prague since 1995 and recently bought an apartment in the district of Davice in Prague 6.
My concern was to find a place that I could live in and sell fairly easily. And since I was looking at the high end, that meant finding a place in a location that was going to be attractive to other people like me 10 years from now, that a place that would hold its value.
Charles Recknagel first looked to buy a flat in Prague even before the property prices crash of 2008. Apartments across the country now cost 17% less on average than 5 years ago, although in Prague the drop was much less dramatic.
Before that time, the prices, as everybody knows, were climbing and climbing and climbing, and they'd really become somewhat unaffordable when combined with the falling dollar. So I began again about 2 years ago when the prices collapsed worldwide, and yet at the same time the dollar began to gain a little bit of strength against the crown. So I probably looked intensively for about a year, and most intensively maybe for 6 months. But because of having been interested in this several times over the past decade, I knew what area I wanted to look in, and I knew how to go about doing it.
The wait paid off for Charles Recknagel and other buyers who are now taking advantage of the low prices. But after a slight increase last year, the sales of both new and second-hand apartments are stagnating. In the first quarter of this year, for example, 15% fewer flats were sold compared to the same period last year. At the same time, the supply rises, making Prague real estate a buyer's market.
Petr Čech runs the website Reality Mix, which collects property listings from agencies across the country and is one of the most popular property search engines.
V loňském roce v této době se u nás na portále nabízelo.
This time last year, our website offered around 151,000 properties. Today we have 170,000 properties on offer, and it's not because we would have more agencies advertising on our site, but because there are some 20,000 more flats on sale and for rent. There are also many apartments that are sold without being offered at our website. There are, for instance, many repossessed apartments that are sold in auctions.
Také ukazuje na to, že to portfolio těch prodávaných nemovitostí se výrazně zvyšuje.
Compared to 2005, the average price of second-hand flats in Prague has grown by 25%. But last year, the prices fell by 4.6%, and experts believe the decline will continue. Petr Čech again.
Od ledna 2010 ve vztahu k předchozím událostem
Since January 2010, the prices have been steadily going down. In 2010, we saw a more significant drop than last year, but our statistics register the decrease even now. Given all the circumstances, I don't expect the trend to reverse and prices to go up anytime soon.
Zvrátit a ceny nemovitostí by měly růst.
One of the factors behind this development is the flight of foreign investors. In the rich years leading up to the crash of 2008, foreign investment groups would buy dozens of new apartments at a time and acquire attractive second-hand flats in prime locations. But this boom is gone and not likely to come back. Martin Fojtík runs the agency Home Sweet Home, which specializes in foreign clients.
Investment groups from Ireland or the UK would buy a lot of property, mainly in new projects. That's something we don't see anymore. Today, it's mostly individuals who buy places in Prague 1, 2 and 3, Russian clients in Prague 5 and Prague 13 and so on. But it's not what it used to be when a firm came and said, we want 15 apartments and we want you to rent them out for us, which used to happen quite often.
Chceme 15 bytů a pojďme do toho a zároveň nám to pronajmete. Což bylo kdysi standard.
Monika Dubová works for Sim Property, a real estate and property management agency active in the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland and Bulgaria.
The interest of the foreign buyers is much lower than 4.5 years ago. And even the owners that at this moment own the properties are more and more willing to sell and focus on different markets.
So do you see different markets in Central and Eastern Europe being more dynamic perhaps or going up, growing compared to Prague?
I can compare with different markets because we are in Bulgaria, Slovakia, Poland and so on. So the prices went down even in that countries and people expected the opposite, that the prices will still go up. And that's why, because the prices went down and the rents went down, so the investments are not as good as they expected. I would say they are willing to sell.
With most foreign investors gone, the foreign-focused agencies now work mostly for Czechs. Martin Fojtík from Home Sweet Home again.
Recently, over the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen a declining trend. Buyers have increasingly higher demands, but that doesn't mean real estate gets sold to foreigners. In 2008 and 2009, some 70% of our business was with foreigners. Now 70% of our clients are Czech. At the same time, the structure of our foreign clientele has changed. They are still mostly Russian and Italian who are based in Prague as well as the English and Irish. Blažena
Polehárová is the owner and manager of Happy House Rentals, another Prague-based real estate agency focusing on foreigners whose clients are now mostly Czechs.
Definitely they are less interested than a few years ago, but they are still buying. But what I can say that now most of our clients for purchasing are Czechs. I think boom after revolution, this 5-10 years after revolution is gone. And I think most of foreigners who are staying in Prague, they already bought properties.
During the years of massive foreign investment into Prague real estate, the market became friendlier for foreign buyers. For one, ownership records are now online. Banks are more willing to provide mortgages, whose volume is up, and agents specializing in foreign clientele work with reliable contractors who renovate older second-hand apartments. Charles Recknagel, a happy owner of a flat in Prague 6, says the process of buying real estate was relatively easy.
everybody involved, the real estate agent, the seller, again, is very open. And then the whole process of confirming who the owner of the building was, which used to be a huge bugaboo for anybody, particularly foreigners buying a property in the Czech Republic. There was always this fear 15 years ago, 10 years ago, that you might end up buying a building that wasn't actually owned by the seller. So I was very pleasantly surprised to learn that all of this is online now, the records of who owns buildings. So that kind of openness and transparency made buying property quite easy.
Prague 6, located north of the historic Prague Castle, easily accessible by metro and with the city's largest park, Stromovka, remains one of the most popular areas to buy property, with Czechs and foreigners alike. Petr Čech from Reality Mix explains.
Podle našich statistik je z hlediska těch prodejních cen.
Our statistics suggest that Prague 6 is the safest area to invest in. In all other areas, prices go down and will go down in the future. However, Prague has seen the lowest price decrease compared to the rest of the Czech Republic. Other cities and towns have registered much sharper drops.
Ty cenové propady výrazně vyšší než v Praze.
The historic center, Prague 1 and Prague 2, along with Vinohrady, a pleasant residential area to the east of the center, are also in high demand, and experts don't expect any sharp price drops there either.
Konkrétně v Praze je ten bod zájmu samozřejmě Praha.
In Prague, people are still interested in Prague 1, some parts of Prague 2 and Prague 3, as well as Prague 6. These are the areas most frequently explored at our foreign language websites, most often in Russian, followed by English and German. But we also know that, for example, parts of Prague 5 around the Anděl shopping district are popular with French clients, which has to do with the fact that a French lyceum is located there.
The upcoming parts of Prague, from a real estate point of view, include Holešovice in Prague 7. This area has many large spacious apartments as well as new construction activity. Another attractive area is Vršovice in Prague 10, which has the air of Vinohrady, but worse transport connections, which makes it more affordable.
Jan Richter prepared this newest edition of Marketplace. Thanks for that, Jan. And I'm afraid that brings us to the end of our regular programming. But of course, we have ABC for you, our Czech language learning program brought to you by Pavla Horáková.
Welcome to Radio Prague's Czech language program, in which we explain the meaning of Czech idioms about plants. Today's topic is anything to do with bushes, shrubs and brambles. The key word today is thorn.
Trn.
The English and Czech words sound and look very similar, and they are indeed related. The word
trní,
which we are going to use often today, just means a multitude of thorns or a thorn bush. Let's get to the idioms.
Být někomu trnem v oku.
To be a thorn in somebody's eye is a Czech variety of the English expression to be a thorn in somebody's side or flesh.
Vytrhnout trn z paty
translates as to pull a thorn out of somebody's heel, meaning to help them out of a difficult situation. Another one,
být jako na trní,
to be on thorns, means to be nervous and fidgety, as if you were sitting on thorns, to be on tenterhooks. Still staying with thorns,
být jako růže mezi trním,
means to be like a rose among the thorns, to stand out in a positive way. On the other hand,
není růže bez trní,
there is no rose without a thorn. Now on to another part of the shrub, the twigs, which are in Czech called
proutek.
About slim girls, we can say
je jako proutek.
She is slender as a reed. She is slim and willowy. Twigs or rods are synonyms for elasticity and flexibility in Czech. Hence the expression
proutek je třeba ohýbat, dokud je mladý.
The twig needs to be bent while young, meaning it is necessary to teach young people discipline. You can also hear this idiom with the word
stromek,
a small tree. So that's all for today, I'm afraid, but you can join us next time for another edition of the ABC of Czech. Until then, it's goodbye.
Naschledanou.
Pavla Horáková with ABC wrapping up Radio Prague's English show for today. And of course, we always want to hear any thoughts you've had on what you've heard on the show today. The postal address here is Vinohradská 12, 12099 Prague 2. The address for emails, of course, is english@radio.cz, and make sure to find us on Facebook and Twitter. As always, everything you've heard on the show can be found at our website radio.cz, and there we also have a huge archive, and you can download a podcast or sign up for a free news email. That's all from us today here from Radio Prague. Thank you very much for listening, and bye-bye.